Thank you so much for joining us. My name's Cornelius Quinn, and I'm with the Tobono SEBA Project, Capacity Building Assistance, and we're from ETR, Education Training Research. The Tobono SEBA Project works with community-based organizations, health departments, and their clinical partners to strengthen their HIV/AIDS program goals, and a part of that work is supporting the ARTIS intervention, which is antiretroviral treatment and access to services. It's a public health strategy that the CDC is rolling out that focuses on a strengths-based linkage case management approach. And while the Tobono SEBA team was training this in Birmingham, we ran across a wonderful group of people that are actually implementing ARTIS very positively and using a strengths-based approach to implementation. And we thought, given the current epidemic in the South, it would be wonderful to highlight all of the work that they're doing and hear from them so that it might encourage and motivate other folks implementing ARTIS to try some of these techniques or to think about how they can get creative with their program. So a little bit about our speakers from Alabama. The Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention and Control of the Alabama Department of Public Health enthusiastically embraced the CDC's ARTIS Public Health Strategy. In further support of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy goals, the HIV/AIDS Division has funded two AIDS service organizations to implement ARTIS and created a web-based app to collect ARTIS and related data. They've engaged their Ryan White social workers to gain support for the strategy and understanding of the statewide app pilot program to be implemented on smartphones by their contracted peer mentors. In 2014, the HIV/AIDS Division plans to mobilize a statewide linkage coordination collective for training updates, peer support networking, and a continuum of care opportunities. All of the mentioned efforts complement the division's Know, Manage, Live social marketing strategy. So we're very honored to have them with us today, and I'm just going to ask that they introduce themselves.
I'm Sharon Jordan, Assistant Director of the HIV/AIDS Division with the Alabama Department of Public Health.
I'm Brenda Cummings, I'm Director of Communication and Training with the Alabama Department of Public Health.
And I'm Robert Wheat. I work with Quality Management and Program Assessment at the Alabama Department of Public Health.
And I'm Tracy Wynn, and I'm the Education Programs Coordinator at Unity Wellness Center in Auburn, Alabama.
Awesome. Thank you all so very much for joining us and for speaking about ARTIS with us. So let's jump right in. We have a few questions, and our health department allies and Tracy is our on-the-ground artist experience person. They're all going to share with us some of their expertise. So let's start off with just in general, what is your experience implementing ARTIS? And first we'll hear from Sharon and Brenda with the health department, and then Tracy.
Great. Well, when ARTIS came on the scene as a new public health strategy, the Alabama Department of Public Health saw this as a real opportunity to refocus the way we did HIV prevention in our community. And so we said, let's try it. This is something that we felt that would fit well with the organizations that we fund to do prevention activities. So we put out our RFP, and we had two organizations to say, yes, we want to do ARTIS. And with that being said, we felt it was very important that we offered a training program to enhance what they were going to be doing in-house in their clinic programs. But as we started putting the word out about the training, we had many other organizations who showed an interest in learning this whole new stress-based concept of trying to link patients to care. We opened up the training, and we've offered two different trainings, and we've had over 40 participants to learn about ARTIS and to incorporate this process in their everyday service.
This is Brenda. We also work with the AIDS service organizations and community-based organizations who are seeing patients and try to rally their support for the ARTIS intervention prior to actually bringing the training to the state. So we did that in several ways. I sent out email blasts about the ARTIS intervention coming and who would be interested, because you have to have a set number of people before you can bring the training to your state. And I also talked to the AIDS directors as I audited their different clinics as I moved across the state to rally their support. And they all seemed very interested because, as everyone knows, the CDC is into to linkage and coordination of services. So we receive great buy-in from the different providers.
And I think Tracy can tell you what's happening on ground.
Okay, thank you. In our clinic, implementing ARTIS, has been really rewarding. There was obviously some challenges, but for the most part, I think it's been a great experience. We had a clinic that already had a medical staff where we see patients here, as well as an existing Ryan White social work staff. And I think the most important thing that we did before we got started was to get the buy-in from all of the staff, from the medical staff to the social workers, front desk, the transportation drivers. We made sure we had several meetings discussing what benefit this program would bring to our patients that, everybody is very invested in. And having done that, I think really even when we hit those challenges, people were more willing to kind of work through them because they knew what a benefit it would end up being for the patients in the end.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you all so very much. Let's move on to our second question, which is, what steps have you taken? And you've already started to approach this with the buy-in and the pre-training marketing that you did. But what steps have you taken to integrate ARTIS into your existing structure? And how does ARTIS complement your current linkage and case management structure? I think we're going to hear from Tracy with this one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this one took a lot of work, specifically and surprisingly to me, on documentation. We have an existing structure where the social workers have existing documentation that we have to have for, different funders. And so one of the things that we had to do really to get going was to go through every bit of documentation and make sure that when we were setting up our program, that our linkage coordinator, her documentation was similar to the Ryan White social worker's documentation, so that the transition from her to the Ryan White social worker would be a smooth one. Again, this takes, and I know this is moving on a little bit, but this takes a lot of collaboration from the staff to kind of help the people implementing ARTIS learn what specifically they do so that I can, make sure that all the documentation that we're doing is beneficial to them and is running parallel to the things that they're doing. Talking about how it complements is that, we have, again, an existing case management social work team, and their main goal is to make sure that the patients get the medications and the medical referrals that they need. They have a large client load. And so the ARTIS social worker, the linkage coordinator, is really beneficial in obviously being able to address a lot of those barriers prior to that patient being transferred to the Ryan White social worker. And so in some ways, we're hoping that it makes things easier for the Ryan White social worker once that client is passed off. And so we definitely thought that would be a benefit to the existing structure is hopefully, a lot of times when the clients are new, it can be a little bit of extra work. And so with the linkage coordinator who has a smaller caseload and who is working with the clients with that strengths-based perspective, we have seen a really nice transition from her being able to address those barriers prior to transitioning them to the Ryan White social worker.
Wow, those are two really great strategies. It sounds like there's a lot of working smarter, not harder, with the warm handoff, the paperwork being consistent. Those are great, great tips. Thank you.
Sure.
Our next question talks a little bit about feedback, and we just want to know what models or strategies that you all use for feedback to keep everyone on the same page with each other. And I think we're going to hear from our health department folks for this one, as well as Tracy.
Right. This is Brenda again. What the state health department does, HIV/AIDS division, is we require that the providers who are implementing the project on the ground submit quarterly reports so that we can kind of monitor the progress And so at the end of the year, there needs to be changes made or, you know, not changing too much from the original strategy. But, you know, wherever we can tweak it to make it even better, that would be the purpose of our reviewing the quarterly reports from each of the funded providers.
I just want to add, this is Sharon, I want to add that it was really important after the trainings to immediately get feedback from the participants to see how they felt this program was going to impact the way they did service delivery. Also, how to impact it in terms of the collaboration that they would need moving forward. So that gave us some great information on some things that we want to do in 2014 that we're going to talk to you about later.
And I can talk again. This is Tracy. I can talk a little bit more about, you know, what we do specifically, you know, in our agency. One of the things we do is our artist team. We meet weekly on Fridays to go over, you know, our calendars, to go over what we've been doing, to make sure that we're all on the same page and to kind of get any, you know, feedback from each other that we may need. We also have monthly staffings with the entire Unity Wellness team to go over what we're working on, you know, the incoming clients. We talk about any, you know, strengths that they may have. We address any barriers they may be working on. Again, just so the entire team is on the same page. I also make sure, like Brenda and Sharon have been talking about, those quarterly reports that we do, I make sure that the staff, that after I complete them and turn them in, the entire staff at Unity Wellness Center has access to them so that they can look over and see what we're doing. And if they have any questions, I'm always happy to address those things. You know, for me, I think one of the things that's so important when bringing a new program in is kind of being transparent and making sure everyone knows what you're doing and how you're doing it and why it's beneficial.
You all are unearthing a whole bunch of great strategies. Thank you. And you've already started to hit on it with this feedback because that involved collaboration, and I know Tracy spoke to it earlier as well. But let's just talk specifically about collaboration. What role does it play in your implementation of ARTIS?
Well, I just want to start out by saying, this is Sharon speaking, that when the National Health AIDS Strategy came out, then that was a good rallying point to bring people together to collaborate with a new way of doing HIV prevention. For a long time, people have been just only doing behavioral intervention, primary prevention. And so this has brought a lot of energy back into the state, into the providers, into the programs to, hey, we're all trying to do the same thing. We're trying to make sure that people have access to care and that they get into care early. And so we all need to communicate with one another. We need to collaborate so that we can cast a safety net to make sure that we do what we need to do to get clients in care and to retain them in care. So collaboration is key, and ARTIS has kind of sparked that with us to work more closer together.
Also, this is Brenda. What I want to say about collaboration is I've seen it grow between the state and the HIV/AIDS service organizations in Alabama. It seems that now everybody wants a linkage coordinator. So we have linkage coordinators and all over the state, and many of them, the AIDS service providers, are beginning to realize that we have so many that maybe we should form small groups within certain counties of the linkage coordinators so that they could, you know, collaborate on a much deeper scale to make sure that the clients are being served appropriately as opposed to being nagged to death about being linked to care. So we've seen some great things happen in Alabama as a result of so many different organizations either hiring or having linkage volunteers.
Wow, that's great. Linkage volunteers, that's awesome. Tracy, did you want to add anything?
Sure. You know, and again, I can say within our agency, the collaboration piece was huge. Again, I don't think we could have successfully started ARTIS without the collaboration of the social work staff and the medical staff and really, you know, the executive director, everyone here. We also, you know, have a great working relationship with the ADPH. you know, my Area 8 HIV coordinator. It has always been helpful and, you know, willing to help us out any way that he can. We have a collaboration with a place called The Right Place, which is a contractor that does evaluation piece for our grant, which has been huge to have kind of an outside look at what we're doing, and they kind of go over all of our reports monthly and give us some feedback on that. But again, I would say, you know, if you are planning to implement ARTIS into your own agency, the most important thing you can do is make sure the entire staff is on board before you get started.
It's great to hear it from someone out in the field doing it, because I know when we go through trainings, folks wonder about that missing piece, and you all seem to have captured it really well. Collaboration beforehand, during, afterwards, paperwork, how does it fit to everyone's roles? You all are definitely leading the way with that. And so I think this brings us to a great question around creativity, because I know there are things you are doing that folks would be wonderfully interested in. So can you all share with us how you've been creative with ARTIS or what innovations you're most proud of?
After the training, this is Sharon speaking. After the trainings, there was a lot of buzz with the participants. They were all excited about what they were going to do new in their agency and working with their clients. And so we kind of caught on to that buzz, and we say, hey, it certainly would be great if we could bring all of the linkage coordinators together to form a statewide linkage collective. That could be used as a support base for anybody providing linkage services to share information on how you better serve your client within your agency, and to possibly identify any gaps where their client needs to receive additional services. And by everybody coming together, again, I use the term casting the safety net. This is a way that we can make sure that we identify all those clients who have tested positive and for whatever reason have not accessed care, to give them additional opportunities to get in care. So we are looking to form a collective beginning February, March of next year, 2014, to bring the linkage coordinators together. But prior to that, we have an area in our state which has the highest incidence and prevalence of HIV, the Jefferson County, which is the Birmingham area. They are going to do the same thing that we're trying to do statewide. They're pulling together all of the linkage coordinators, whether it be the professional linkage coordinator, whether it be a consumer who is considered a peer or a peer navigator, and they're going to host a meeting coming up in November where everyone is sitting together at the table. And they have invited us from the state to sit in so that we can hear what they're going to do on a local level. And then we're going to take that information and we're going to expand it on a statewide level.
In addition to that, this is Brenda. The HIV/AIDS division in Alabama has a group of persons living with HIV that we call peer mentors. We have trained our peer mentors in ARTIS so that they, too, will be able to implement a CDC-approved intervention as they move about in the different communities and in linkage and referring clients to care. So that's when we thought, let's be creative and more, a little bit more innovative. Let's think outside the box. And we thought of using smartphones to collect the data. And then I'll let Robert take it from there.
As Brenda said, data collection is part of what we do. And we've come up with a way to develop a smartphone app. It's the first within the Department of Public Health. And this is really a pilot project here to prove the concept. Using some software from a company called ComCare HQ, which is based on something developed from the University of Washington's Open Data Kit, it provides a free means of developing an Android app for collecting data from the field. The marvelous thing about this is it eliminates paper of all kind, eliminates transferring data through unsecure email and things of that sort. And it also makes the data available in real time, literally minutes after someone submits a report. We can access it through the database and configure any type of reports we need or provide feedback. And it's just a marvelous sort of first step forward for the entire department. And the peer mentors seem to be very happy about this development. Let's just say that to say the least, because it eliminates all the paperwork, all the forms, all the back and forth, and it's really rather easy to navigate and to submit data. And as well, it is encrypted, so the safety concerns are fulfilled with that as well.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I know it would make me a lot more strange space if we could eliminate more paperwork. So that's a great idea. Tracy, did you want to share anything around creativity or innovation?
Yes. You know, within our artist team, one of the things that we, one of the things that we also have done is we have a lady who is our, what we have called our outreach testing coordinator. This has been really beneficial in that, we have our linkage coordinator, but Kimberly, who is the outreach testing coordinator, she goes out into the community and she does a lot of work with, community agencies, speaking to them, leaving brochures, asking if she can do testing events. And that way, when we get, and if we get positives, she is able to kind of immediately link them to our linkage coordinator. And she's out in the community getting buy-in so that if other community agencies know that they have a member that is HIV positive, they will send them our way as well. The other thing that we have done that Brenda was talking about was the social marketing piece. We've done a couple of things that, we tried to think a little bit, outside of the box, where one of the things the executive director did was she had taken our logo and our phone number and put it on the bags that our local pharmacy that many, many people use, put it on the bags that they use to pick up their medication. So that's advertising to many, many people going through the local pharmacies. We've also advertised on Facebook, on our website, on billboards. The other thing we did is we took out some ads on Grindr. Are you guys familiar with Grindr?
Yes,
I believe we are.
Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So that is definitely something that's definitely needed for those type of meetup hookup apps. To have information about where you can go get tested. And so, some of these things I think have been beneficial in the community, the community agencies, the professionals learning about our program and being willing to work with us, as well as community members that may need our services.
Wow. So I'm hearing a lot with technology. I'm hearing a lot with leveraging your pharmacy relationships, which is quite amazing. This linkage coordinator collective sounds great, utilizing local stuff and making it more statewide. You all are definitely succeeding in thinking outside the box. Are there any other innovation ideas that came up or that you wanted to showcase?
Yes, I'm glad you said that. The most important, in Alabama, we started a campaign called No Manage Live, and the artist program fits into this campaign very nicely, where we want people to know their status, and if a person is positive, then, of course, we want them to manage their health care. So the manage piece of No Manage Live is to link and get into care and stay into care. And, of course, the live part is live your best life, have the best quality of life. And so Artis has worked nicely to let people know that it's important that you get linked to care and that you stay in care.
That's wonderful. If folks wanted to know more about the No Manage Live campaign, where would we go?
We have it on our website. It's www.adph.org/AIDS.
Awesome.
So
Thank you. If
you go to that link, if you look in the menu on the left, you'll see No Manage Live. And just click on that box and it'll spread out before you.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're coming down to the closeout. Those are all the questions that we had for you all, but we wanted to give our wonderful speakers a chance to share any best practices or tips or what you should know if you're thinking of bringing artists to your town type suggestions. So anything you'd all like to share?
I have one tip, Cornelius. This is Brenda. Tracy mentioned the Ryan White social workers a lot in terms of buy-in. Well, we did that same thing on the state level because one of the things that we wanted to be clear with the social workers is that the linkage coordinators are not social workers, that we're not trying to take your job, take your place. We're just trying to complement the activities that the social workers are involved in on a long-range basis. So everybody knows that artists end in a 90-day, five interventions or 90 days, whichever comes first, that we met with the social workers and explained what artists was and how we can complement them. And they thought that was a great idea, so the defenses were down. So we thought buy-in from the Ryan White social workers or any social workers for that matter would be really a good thing to do.
Thank you. That's a great tip because we know it takes a village to make a link.
Right.
Any other closing thoughts or comments from any of our speakers?
The only thing I want to add is that the collaboration piece is very important. Artists work wonders in bringing people together that deal with client services. And so building on that is a great opportunity with artists. And so you can take artists and start at the individual level, but you can do so much more with it in your community to make sure that clients have access to care.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, we really appreciate our Alabama team for joining us today. Hopefully this information will inspire those of you who are implementing artists or thinking about it. And definitely if you have questions about what artists is or want more details on the strategy, we at Tabono Siva are glad to talk about it with you. And you can visit us on the web at www.etr.org/Tabono. That's T-A-B-O-N-O. So thank you so much, Team Alabama, and we look forward to hearing updates on your artist success.
Great.
Thank you, Cornelius.